Hello, it's great to be with you again for another meditation on soften, open, and release. We're on step 5 in the practice of living awareness. And we mentioned earlier this week that the odd numbers within the practice seem to direct or initiate. That step number 1, smile, was all about intention. And throughout all of those meditations, we are simply asking you to notice the shift that is the result of a smile. What a smile brings, how it changes things rather immediately. And it certainly does. Step number 3, flow. That there is a direction to our awareness. There is a direction to our evolution. There is a direction to life itself. It is the result of the flow of time, and the breath brings a beautiful awareness to flow. So with step number 5, soften, open, and release, we're in response to soften, open, and receive. So 5 is all about exchange. Reciprocity. This concept shows itself in almost every spiritual tradition. This idea of treating others the way that you would like to be treated, so that there is balance and harmony between what goes out and what comes in. If we look into English translations of spiritual texts, we find in Buddhism the saying, hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. In Christianity, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. In Judaism, what is hateful to you, do not to your fellow man. This is the law. All the rest is commentary. In Islam, none of you truly believes until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. The list goes on and on throughout every spiritual tradition. This idea of right exchange. Another saying I'm sure many are familiar with is, to err is human, to forgive divine. And why is that? Why would forgiving be divine? It is because it asks us to participate in right exchange. Forgiving those who have caused harm or suffering to us is necessary in order for us to feel whole and present. And it takes considerable effort. It asks us to release. Release trespasses against us. It is then that we can create harmony, we can create balance, we can create right exchange. The longer we live with resentment, with anger, the more attached to it we get. And we all, I hope, have experienced the freedom, the grace inherent within forgiveness, inherent within letting go, within release. Just as we can imagine the discomfort that we would experience if we were to hold our breath, there is a similar discomfort which pervades when we hold on to a resentment, to a distortion. forgiving. The prefix for means suiting the purpose of. It is for something. Suiting the purpose of giving. That which is necessary for us to give, for us to release. Forgiveness can be a wonderful opportunity to experience not only transformation, first and foremost within oneself, but within a relationship and within our lives, to re-establish right exchange. As we said in the last meditation, meditation is a vehicle to help your mind release patterns of thought that no longer serve you. Patterns of thought lead to patterns of emotion and lead to patterns of response. Spending time in meditation allows you to observe these patterns. And through observing them, we create space. Space for change, space for harmony, and space for balance. Together, we smile. And with a breath, allow all the goodness that a smile can bring. It tinctures the breath. With a smile, we not only feel a lift in the cheeks, but we feel a lift in our being. So we smile, take a long, slow, deep breath, and we settle. Gently breathing in and gently breathing out. Each breath we notice the cycles of give and take, and we notice the ease with which the body moves from gently receiving to gently releasing. Even the rib cage, which so beautifully protects our heart and our lungs, the rib cage is flexible. It opens and expands to allow the air in so we can receive the breath. And it softens and releases to allow for the air to leave on the exhale. This gentle cycle of giving and receiving naturally, so as breath comes in and breath goes out. The breath reminds us that in order to acquire something new, we have to let go of the old. If we sense there is a pattern of thought, contracted emotion, that's become habitual, that we cling to, we first celebrate that we've brought it into the light of day, that we are now noticing it. And it's from that perspective, from that place of observation, that we can soften to it, create space. Open to the notion of release. Releasing that which no longer serves you, creating space to receive the new. And in time, we have transformed our thought patterns, our emotional response, our behavior, and right exchange, give and take, receiving and releasing, with flow, with balance, with clarity, becomes the new habit, the new now. We sit for the last few minutes enjoying a gentle rhythm of receiving and releasing, one that is so simply established within the breath, with a simple intention to create space as we breathe in and we gently breathe out. Together we take several breaths to bring our sitting to a completion. Breathe light into the mind. And we breathe light into our feeling nature. Breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with, and in the world. Thanks for meditating. Be with you again soon.